Shalom to all. Today's daf is about Basar daf Samach Vav, and we are starting Samach Amud Beis about three lines up from the bottom with the words Ve'el Aver Belezer, the Kefaris Devarim. And today's daf is sponsored Elu Nishmas Marsh Mirim Sar Basar Biakav Moshe Her Neshama Shadav Aliyah Elu Nishmas Marsh Rivka Basar Meir Zev Her Neshama Shadav Aliyah Elu Nishmas Marsh From a Razel Basar Shlomi Yaakov Her Neshama Shadav Aliyah, and she should be Melech Yosher for her family and all of Klal Yisrael. Now we're discussing what is and what's not included in the sale of a house. And a brass was quoted with the Machlokes between Rabbi Elezer and the Chachamim regarding a Machteshes, a mortar, which was a freestanding kli, and then subsequently attached to the house, and then the house was sold. The Chum hold that it's not part of the sale, whereas Rabbi Elezer holds that it is. And seemingly, they argue regarding the status of a kli which was attached to the ground and whether or not it loses its status of a kli. Rabbi Elezer holds that yes, it does lose it, and it becomes part of the karka, and that's it's included in the sale because it's part of the house, and the Chum hold that it's still considered a kli, and therefore it's not included in the sale of the house. Now, right after this, we quoted a brisa regarding a pipe which was attached to the ground and then used to fill up a mikvah. And the Manda Amar, the brisa said that the mikvah's puzzle because of Maim She'uvim. And the Gemara commented that this brisa is not like Rabbi Elezer or the Rabbanon. Now we ask, which member of Rabbi Elezer are we referring to that's inconsistent with this mikvah brisa? It can't be the brisa of the Machteshes that we just quoted, because it could be that their machlokes is only regarding whether or not a seller sells b'ayin ra or b'ayin yafa, and nothing to do with a kli which was subsequently attached to the ground. So here we have another suggestion of Rabbi Elezer de Kaveris Devarim, perhaps Rabbi Elezer of Kaveris Devarim, which literally means a beehive. Titnan, we have Mishnah, it says Kaveris Devarim, a beehive, and right now we're assuming that this was a man-made beehive that was attached to the ground. Rabbi Elezer says, Hariuka karka, number one is considered like karka, in terms of kinyanim, it's not like metaltalin, the meshicha or agbah has to be done on it, it's just like a regular piece of karka. Vikas vanola prosbol, one could write a prosbol on it. We know that Shemitah is meshamet loans, Shemitah drops or cancels loans, and the only way a person is able to prevent this is if he writes a prosbol, handing over all of his loans to Bezdin, but the only way a prosbol works is if it's written based off of karka, and so this kaveres devarim according to Rabbi Elezer is considered karka, so we could write a prosbol based off of it. On top of it, it cannot be mekabel toma in its place, since it's considered attached to the ground, it can't be mekabel toma, because only metaltolin, movable objects, could be mekabel toma. And lastly, someone who takes honey out of it on Shabbos is chayv chatos. It's considered like ketsira. It's like he's harvesting, he's detaching something from the ground. Whereas a chomer and the chomer argue, they say, it's not considered karka, one can't write a prosbol on it, and it will be mekabel toma where it is, but potter. And someone who takes honey out of it on Shabbos is potter. Now, what do we see from this brisa? The Rabbi Elezer holds something that was a kli and subsequently attached to the ground now loses its status of a kli completely, and so it must be that it's this member of Rabbi Elezer, which is inconsistent with our mikvah brisa. Because again, the mikvah brisa told us that if we had a pipe which was then attached to the ground and used to fill up a mikvah, it passes the mikvah because of Mayim She'uvim. Clearly, even though this kli was attached to the ground, it doesn't lose its status of a kli. So Gemara says, not a raya. Hasam k'da Amar Rabbi Elezer taima. Over there, in the case of the beehive, Rabbi Elezer had already given a reason for this. To Amar Rabbi Elezer, Rabbi Elezer says, my time with Rabbi Elezer, what's Rabbi Elezer's reasoning? Tichsev, the pasuk says, Vayitbol Isa b'yaros hadvash, and he dipped it in the forest of honey. This is talking about Yonasan, the son of Shaul, who's a good friend of David HaMelech. He was engaged in a battle and he was very hungry. He saw a beehive and he dipped his staff into this beehive. And says he dipped it into the forest of honey. What do we learn from here? Mayar hatoilish shemenu b'shabbos chayv chatos, just like a forest itself. If someone detaches from it on Shabbos, he's chayv chatos, that's regular ktsira, avdvash, so too honey, horoid menu b'shabbos chayv chatos. If a person takes honey out of a beehive on Shabbos, he'd be chayv chatos. And therefore, the beehive case is different. We could even be talking about a beehive that's not attached to the ground. Nonetheless, it's still considered like it's attached to the ground because we have this pasuk comparing it to a forest. So no raya that this is the member of Rabbi Elezer, which is inconsistent with the mikvah case. So we have another attempted raya, El Rabbi Elezer Daf. It's Rabbi Elezer of the case of Daf, a board. Dinan with Mishnah says, Daf shanach taimim shakava b'kaisal, a board that's used by bakers. They either display their bread on it or they use it to make their bread and it was attached to the wall. Rabbi Elezer Matar, Rabbi Elezer says it's tahar, which means it cannot be makabel toma because it's considered attached to the ground. It's attached to the bakery. B'cham taman and the Cham say it couldn't be makabel toma. Now we see from here that both according to Rabbi Elezer and the Chamim, there's no differentiation if this board was made to a proper kli before it was attached to the bakery or afterwards. It's the same din in both scenarios. And therefore the Gemara says, money, who would our brass of the mikvah be? Rabbi Elezer, if you want to say it's Rabbi Elezer, afil chalko lipsayf kavai. Even if he had first hollowed out into a pipe and then connected it to the ground, it doesn't make a difference. It shouldn't make the water into Mayim She'uvim because now it's attached to the ground, just like we see by this bakery case. And Rabbanon, if you want to say the mikvah case is the Rabbanon, afil kavai lipsayf chalkai nami. Even if the piece of wood, for example, was attached to the ground and then he hollowed it out and made it into a pipe, it should still be considered a kli and turn the water into Mayim She'uvim. But again, that's not what the brisa said. The mikvah brisa had differentiated. If it was first a kli and then attached to the ground, it turns the water into Mayim She'uvim. But if it was first attached to the ground and then turned into a kli, it doesn't make the water Mayim She'uvim. And so we see from this Mishnah of the baker that our brisa of the mikvah is not a korn to Rabbi Elezer or the Chamim. So Gemara says no. La'olam Rabbi Elezer he. Really, we could say that the brisa of mikvah is a korn to Rabbi Elezer. Shani pshute kliyetz, the tomah d'rabbanon. Pshute kliyetz are different because this is just a tomah d'rabbanon. Now, pshute kliyetz are simple kelim made out of wood that are flat. flat. That's what we mean by pshute. They're flat. Kind of like a spatula, which just has a flattened head. It doesn't have a base kibul. It doesn't have a place to hold anything. It's just basically a flat piece of wood. So it is a kli, but it's pshute kliates. And these can only become tame midrabanan because they don't have this base kibul. They don't have this place to hold something. And that's what this daf shel nachtoimim is. That's why Blizzard says it can become tame once it's attached to the bakery. Because anyway, even if it's not attached and it's considered a regular kli, it can at maximum become tame midrabanan. And therefore, once it becomes attached to the bakery, it can't become tame at all. And that's not so sour case of the mikvah. And therefore, it could be that the mikvah b'raisa is Reb Elazar. However, the Gemara asks on this, hold on 1 second. Mechlal then implies the she'iva da'iraisa, that the din of mayim she'uvim is da'iraisa, since we're saying that the mikvah b'raisa is not soiser this mishnah of daf shel nachtoimin, because the daf shel nachtoimin is talking about tumah d'rabbanan, that must mean that the mikvah b'raisa is talking about a din da'iraisa, namely that mayim she'uvim passes the mikvah da'iraisa. But that's not true, because samach lavan beis atafa kaimulon d'rabbanan. We established that mayim she'uvim passes the mikvah only mid'rabbanan. And furthermore, ha'am Rabbi Yisrael ben Chanina, Rabbi Yisrael ben Chanina says b'daf shel matachas machloikes, that mishnah of daf shel nachtoimin is actually talking about a metal board, and even if it's flat, it's going to be mekabel toma mida'iraisa. It's not pshutei kliyates, it's not wood, it's metal. And so we can't even say that the daf shel nachtoimin mishnah is referring to a toma d'rabbanan. Back to square one. The Gemara answers, you're right, la'olam rabbanon hi. Really, we could say that that braisa of the mikvah is shitas rabbanon, that even though a kli is attached to the ground, it does not lose its status of kli. Bashani she'iva d'rabbanon, and the din of mayim she'uvim is different because it's only psul d'rabbanon, and therefore in this case, the rabbanon were mekel that since it was attached to the ground and then it was made into a kli, we're going to say that it does not render the water mayim she'uvim. The Gemara asks, yachiv, that's really so. If we're saying the din of mayim she'uvim is only d'rabbanon and the rabbanon are mekel in this case, afil chakul b'sayf kavanami. Even if he had first hollowed it out, first turned it into a pipe, and then connected it to the ground, they should still be mekel, because anyway, the din of mayim she'uvim is d'rabbanon. And the Gemara answers that no, shani has in that case is different. When it was first a kli and then attached to the ground, the ikatar is kli olav betolosh, since it was already considered a kli before it was attached, the rabbanon are machmir that it will pass the mikvah because of mayim she'uvim, because we don't want people to get mixed up in other cases, and therefore the only time they're going to be mekel is if it was first attached to the ground and then it was turned into a kli. Now we continue discussing kelim attached to the ground, and this time in the context of hechsher oichlim. Food can only become tame if it was first touched by water. Then if something tame touches it, it will become tame. Now this water touching it is called hechsher lekabel toma, making it susceptible to mekabel toma. And hechsher only happens, number one, if the owner wanted the water for some use, and number two, if it's detached from the ground. And so Gemara tells us by Rav Yosef, asked the following, rainwater that he thought about, meaning he wanted his rainwater to wash his itzrublin. Remember, this is the wooden frame that goes around his mill. In other words, as it was raining, he thought to himself, this is great. I'm so happy that it's raining on my itzrublin because it's going to wash it down. Mahu lizraim. What do we say about that water in regards to his seeds that are right near the mill? If they become wet with that water, do we say that they're mukhshir l'kabel toma because he wanted that water? And we further clarify the question. According to Blazer, who holds that anything which is attached to the ground is considered like the ground, wouldn't even have a question. This is true, and is attached to the ground, so it's considered like karka, and therefore, even though he wanted the water, since we're talking about something mechaber lekarka, this water is not going to be machshir zroim lekabel toma. Kiti ba'ilcha, what's your question? Ali b'derabanan, according to Rabbanon, the Amri, they say ain't karka, that something attached to the ground is not considered like karka. My, what's the din over here? Do we say that it's not considered like karka in as much as that if water goes on it and he's happy about that water, now that water could be machshir zroim lekabel toma, or perhaps we don't say that? And the Gemara concludes, teku, let the question stand, and we're going to have to wait for Leonov to come and answer it. Now, one more din regarding this is Trublin, and this time it has to do with the Yerusha. We know that a daughter does not Yerush her father. She does not get any of the Yerusha. However, let's say her father died before he married her off. She does receive something called Isser Nichse, a tenth of her father's property, as her dowry to enable her to get married. Now, this is only collected from Karka and not from Metaltalin. So the Gemara tells us, Shalchle Rav Nechemya Breid Rav Yosef, L'Rab Breid Rav Hunazuti, L'Narda, Rav Nechemya Breid Rav Yosef sent the following to Rabbi Breid Rav Hunazuti, to Narda, Ki Asya Hach Itzel Kamach, when this woman comes to you, meaning when this daughter whose father died before she got married comes to you and she wants to be able to get Isser Nichse for her dowry, you should collect this tenth of Nechassim for her, even from this Estrublin, this wooden frame of the Rechayim of the mill. And it's considered like Karka, it's not considered like Metaltalin. Now, Ravashi Ravashi said, when I was by the Bismarck of Kahano, we even collect from the rent of houses. Let's say the father had a house which is rented out. That rent which is collected is not considered like Metaltalin, it's not like regular cash. Since it's rent for a house and the house is karka, the rent itself is considered like karka, and she's able to collect that as well. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with another mishnah, continue to discuss the sale of some sort of property and what's included in it. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.